And you're here today with Sam on the Happy Mix show. And today in the studio, I've got the president of the Stanthorpe Lions Club. I've got Stuart with me, but I've just got to put him on air. Can you hear me there, Stuart?
Yeah, g'day everyone. Thanks, Sam.
Now, Stuart, you're the president of the Stanthorpe Lions Club, I believe. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so I believe Stanthorpe, the Lions Club is internationally affiliated, is that right? So
yeah,
tell
that's
me
right.
Something
yeah.
about the world.
Yeah, well, Lions is an international organisation similar to the Red Cross and Rotary, with 1.4 million members throughout the world. People can become a member any age. Lions has youth projects where we get the youth involved in Leos, all the way through to retired age. Throughout Australia, we have over 1,200 clubs with 25,000 members. And the international side of Lions helps with humanitarian aid, sorry.
Don't worry, I do that all the time, Stuart.
Yeah, and they set some community service goals and projects for clubs to focus on. And they include things like diabetes awareness, vision and eye health, childhood cancer support and research, hunger and aid, environmental protection and preservation, and youth leadership and youth exchange and disaster relief, just to name a few things.
So, Stuart, how does the Lions Club go about fundraising? Because I believe it gives to all these projects. And what are some of your fundraisers? How do you raise funds?
Well, I guess the concept of Lions initially was to fundraise and provide community support. And these days, we do a lot of activities within the community directly as well. You'd know that I'll just name some of the projects in the past that our local club has helped with, and that includes things like supporting the netball courts when they were first established. We've contributed to getting great equipment like the disability pool lift for the swimming club, and helping provide funds for the minibus, which you might have seen driving around town, Sam, for the CDS. Our club has a few different fundraisers. We have a community raffle that we run every couple of weeks.
Well, they're those guys running around the street in yellow shirts, is it?
Yeah, yeah. And you see Desi Day with his red hat. So, our main focus is not really to raise funds, but, contribute in any way that we can to help the community.
So, Stuart, what are some of the recent projects that Stanthorpe Lions Club has committed to? Any plaques or anything like that have been put up recently? Yeah.
Some of the things that we've done last weekend, with the swimming club, we honoured one of our past members, Peter Jensen. We had they basically launched the grandstand in honour of PJ. As far as plaques go, we put an honour to him on our memorial wall down at the Lions Park and along the creek. But some of the projects that we've done include the Avenue of Trees, which everyone would have seen along Courtpot Creek.
It nearly got
washed away. That's
the
right.
Floods,
Well, they were planted back in 2016-17 to celebrate the 100 years of Lions International.
Oh, okay.
And this year, Australia is celebrating 75 years of service.
So more trees planting?
Well, we have planted some trees out at Donnelly's Castle, but there's no plan, but yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I believe that's one of your projects too, isn't it, Donnelly's Castle?
That's right. Donnelly's Castle is a current project that we're working on making improvements. We did plant some trees out there, and we're looking at building a paved walkway to make it a bit easier for people to access
the council or anyone considering putting a toilet block in or anything like that.
Oh, there is a toilet block there.
Is there?
Yeah, that was put
behind the big boulders.
No. There is a. I think they call it a long.
Oh, maybe I haven't been out there for a while.
A long drop, I think they call that. Yeah, that was done by the club. Probably back in the '80s, I suppose. Okay. So it's been a long time project, and along with doing a few other improvements out there, like the picnic tables, including putting new concrete bases and new tables and chairs, and just general improvements to the barbecue facilities out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice spot out there, Donnelly's Castle. I call it a little Girraween.
Yes, it's a great place to take the family and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, it's time I went out there with my camera again and take some photos.
The kids can hide from the parents, and it's almost a bit like picnic at Hanging Rock, really.
Okay, so that's a fair bit. We've covered a fair bit there. Now, why would you want to be a volunteer, to volunteer your time to Lions? I suppose you've probably covered that, have you? I mean,
It gives people the opportunity to get involved with the needs of the local community, Sam, and yeah. Becoming a member of Lions, they can support things that, they might be passionate about, and, Lions can help promote their cause. This is how the Lions the Leukemia Foundation was formed back in 1975. It was formed by the Lions Club of Holland Park in Brisbane. That's right. It started from an idea from a Lions member, and it's gone on to assist hundreds of thousands of people over the past years. So, that was just one of the things that come out of being a member of Lions.
Yep. And fellowship. And making new friends, I think, is definitely one of the main things.
Definitely, yeah.
And the satisfaction that you're contributing to the community, isn't it? Now, how do you join Lions? If you want to join Lions, what would you do? Who do you approach? How would you go about it?
Yeah, well, these days, most people are a bit shy and coming forward, and so over the years, I guess people have been asked to come along, but that's not the case. You can simply show some interest, and probably the best way is simply to go onto our website, and they can. There's an email on there and a phone number, so if you want to get in touch, just reach out, and you can come along. And we're always happy to have people come along to our club dinner and meet our members, and most importantly,
so it is a mixed gender.
That's correct. Club, yeah. We have ladies in Lions now, and we have a lot of partners that get involved in helping the community, and they get to share the fellowship and fun with everyone.
And also, Stuart, I don't know if we talked about this, the Friends in Lions.
Yeah, no, Sam, I didn't get to mention that. One of the things that...
Just tell me about this Friends in Lions.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that I found while we had the bushfires was that there's a lot of people in the community that want to help out and assist. And by starting the Friends of Lions, we were able to let people know in the community, how and when they can help and when it's required. So this gives people the ability to volunteer, and they can do it when they like and do something that they might be passionate about, and that's all without being a full-time member of a club. Some people are a bit frightened about joining clubs and being committed.
A bit like a silent member.
Yeah, and without being a full-on thing.
We might have to round it off soon.
Yeah, no problems.
You've told us quite a bit about Lions, and what's involved in the executive side of Lions? Like you have a president, I guess you would have a secretary, and treasurer and all that. What else do you have? Do you have any other
roles
that people can fill join?
Yeah, when people join any club, you know, there's always lots of different committees that people can be involved in, from whether or not they want to focus on a community project or whether they want to focus on a social project. A new member can always get involved in those sort of committees for sure. Yeah.
And it meets?
We meet fortnightly. Yeah, so it's not a big...
And the Stand-Up Lion Clubs meets?
At the International Club.
International Club.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Stuart, thank you very much for coming in today and telling us all about the Stand-Up Lions.
And you're welcome.
And all the best for 2022.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for
I think we'll throw on a song out now. Stuart, what do you reckon?
Fantastic.